Peace be unto you, dear brothers and sisters. We want to thank our Heavenly Father for the blessing we have to be with you at this convention so we can rejoice together. David said in one psalm, in Psalm 133, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." It's beautiful, isn't it? When we give the Lord, when He gives the blessings, there are untold joys. Joy. Did we count already from the beginning of the conventions how many joys we've had when we saw every brother and sister, and how many more joys we will have till the end of the convention? It is pleasant to live these days together, to rejoice, and to bring glory and honor to our Heavenly Father for His goodness and mercy toward us. We will have this evening a program in which we will bring praise and honor through song and poems. But before I would like to bring the love of my parents, Brother Andre and Sister Tamara, my sister, Sister Valerica, and my parents-in-law, Brother Viorel and Sister Viorica Nyagu, from Luchika and Gutu, and Igor Gutu, and their children, and also from Brother Vasya Nyagu, who's at home, and other brethren who, for different reasons, were not able to come. During our Christian life, our target is to come closer to God, to get closer to God. Even when we feel lonely in our trials, we want to be closer to God. We will sing hymn 85 from the Romanian hymn book. Even though the cross is hard, difficult, you are with me. And still my song shall be. When the sun sets and I'm alone, I put my head on a stone.
Thank you.
Then I will anoint with oil the stone, my ancestor. We read some verses from Psalm 135, from 1 to 7, Psalm 135, 1 to 7. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all the deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. And now hymn 115. Out with your name, Jesus, and heal our wounds.
Yeah.
Brother Kendrick said at the beginning of the convention that there are brethren from 16 countries here. There are more countries that where we have brethren in, but for different reasons they were not able to come. We have brethren in Russia. There are a few old sisters in Siberia. They came to the international convention in the past, but now they are older and not healthy enough to travel the long way. And Sister Natasha will tell us a few words from them. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to bring the greetings of love from our dear sisters from Siberia, from the city of Tulum. There are four sisters living there, they are older, but still, as Brother Stashek mentioned, there are 100 years now.
Acolo adevărul prezent a ajuns
prin
anii prin 28-30, a fost foarte
they got the truth there in 28-30. There were many brethren there in Siberia. There were many brethren who were taken there. And they are still near this truth. They stay near the truth, the clean truth. During the hymns that we are singing, we want you to feel the presence of the sisters here, and I want to bring the love of Sister Tamara Osachenko, whom you know. Now she lives 10 hours away from Moscow. She's very sick, but she sends her love, her great love, and she asks you that you pray for her. Like Sister Natasha said, out of our love for these sisters, we will sing two hymns in Russian now.
Psalm 34:8-10.
O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Each one of us have tasted how good the Lord is. We cannot find true happiness in nothing, in earthly riches or in pleasures, but only in God. If we have God, we are the happiest people on earth. Now, another song in Russian.
Avem aici în mijlocul fraților care sunt în fața voastră un frate care este
exemplu. We have one brother here who is an example for the brethren in Moldova. During the life of brother Gheorghe from Iapa, that's a village in Romania, for 3 days he was together with brother Vasile Baciu, and this brother will tell us a poem. My beloved brothers and sisters, dear friends of the truth, how great is the joy that we are all together here, and we are here only because of the goodness of our Father and His mercy. His love constrains us. Brother Paul writes to the Corinthians in chapter 13, how important is the love. This poem is based on verse 4 to 13. What is love? Love, sweet robe, perfect robe, holy, that burns, but through many hearts, it travels and it burns the pain, the hate. When our Father sends His love everywhere to call us to the beautiful things He created in the nature, the love gives everything. The love forgives, always does good instead of evil. Love listens and it's always ready to help. It doesn't lie, it doesn't deceive. There's no fear, no shadow of doubt. Love doesn't know I can't, I don't want to. The love believes and does everything with joy. It passes over waters, through fire, over the mountain with joy, with thorns on the forehead. But it's not enough, as if that was not enough. On the road we go, the Lord is on the cross, was on the cross because of hate. But the love never dies. Love gives us the heaven, life, redemption, and it remains the greatest. God gave us love. Many young people will sing a song.
O Lord my God, I strive toward you. Now we will sing a hymn of David, Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, you answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they will sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet has he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knows far off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble,
thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. There is a brother here, the oldest of us, Brother Ionel Niagu. He has a message. Let's listen to his message.
Foarte mai bună, pentru munca lor, și dacă se întâmplă căcare, se ridică unul pe altul.
It's better when there are two, where if one falls, the other one will pick him up. But woe unto him that is alone. How is one going to warm up by itself? What day do we live in? Oh. There are three young people will tell us in their song what day we live in. We will praise the Lord to one more psalm, Psalm 33. I guess we will skip that. We have two sisters whose roots are in Moldova, but they live in U.S. and they will sing. Oh, actually, they live in Canada.
Mai avem o cântare.
One more hymn.
Cântarea 38.
Hymn 38.
Thank you.
Me disconsolate. It's just a different melody than in English. And at the end, I have a desire for me and also for you. This desire is in Psalm 27, 4 and 5. Psalm 27. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. This is what I desire for myself and for you all. Amen.